the northwest quarter of this state is worst provided for with regards infrastructure. And Sinn Féin believes strongly that it's necessary to open it up with a proper dual carriageway from Dublin to the Derry-Donegal area, and that's why we would invest in the A5. But also Donegal is one of the longest, I think the longest, coastlines in the state, and we're focusing on the benefits that can be brought with regards to investment in aquaculture. Broadband is another major issue. This state has a very lopsided infrastructure, and broadband is the rail line was in 19th century, and if people want to set up businesses and export from Donegal, we are talking about a €2.5 billion investment into broadband in the state that would bring us from the bottom of the ladder with regards to download speeds to the very top.
In a real sense, the challenge facing you on this journey is to say to local businesses, we have an analysis and we have a model that can work. Promoting it to business people who have the financial and accounting experience is going to be a challenge for you, isn't it?
Well, I've worked in my, I suppose, previous job to becoming a TD. I've actually worked with hundreds of Donegal businesses. I've worked with Intertrade Ireland with Donegal businesses, and I've also worked with the County Enterprise Board mentoring and training small businesses in Donegal. So I have a really good understanding. I've been self-employed myself and was so up until I was elected a TD. So I have a good insight in what difficulties are happening at the moment in small businesses.